That's kind of sexy, right?
Dude, yeah, man. I feel like I should have had a cigar or something out.
Yeah.
Two fingers of scotch.
I knew I wasn't going to catch the Reaper.
Yeah.
I had to collect my thoughts. So I pulled up a drink. Dirty martini. Extra rocks.
And an even more dirty glass.
I lit up a little bit of cigarette. She walked in, and that's when I saw her.
That's when, like, if you smoked, like, if you didn't smoke cigarettes, people were like, fag. What do you mean you don't smoke?
What do you mean? Yeah. Dude probably has kids in his basement or something like that. Check his hard drive. She walked in, red dress, 6-inch stilettos, reading glasses, no book. Man, tall drink of water that one was. I knew I had to get home to the missus, but something deep and dark inside me said I had to talk to her. Right. It's like playing LA Noir.
Yeah.
Did you ever beat that game?
No.
So I'm going to spoil it for you. So I was really upset because Cole is the character you play. Mm-hmm. And he's like the poster child for the American, like, you know, the good guy always follows the rule of law. Like, he's out catching criminals, you know, he's doing the right thing. And then he fucks some chick, cheats on his wife, and his wife leaves him. And then he dies at the end. And I was like, the fuck, dude?
Damn, karma really fucking took it out on him, huh?
Yeah, dude, he couldn't catch the Black Dahlia and he died. What an idiot.
What an idiot.
What an idiot, dude. Freaking idiot. Anyhow, welcome to the tavern. That is the new intro. I forgot. I made that months ago and I totally forgot about it. I never added it. Dang it.
All the weed.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, dude, one of these days, you never know, man. We might be in, like, an actual location together recording the tavern, and it'll look something like the tavern, and there's more of like a three-piece 100%. Suit. Oh, you know what I mean?
Oh, dude, if we ever get to that point, I'm dressing as Peaky Blinders fucking every time we record, dude.
For some, I keep cutting my, I have like band-aids all over my fingers. I'm like, I'm so high, I forget I have razor blades in my fucking tweed hat.
Keep pulling my hat off.
So, interesting article Boya shared.
Yeah, dude.
Earlier today.
You want me to just read through the article? Kind of.
I was just gonna share it on screen.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Fucking boom. This is extremely interesting, dude. Considering we're at a time where air quotes government is arresting political opponents. They're literally killing people that fucking speak out or you know, say shit negatively about the president.
Joe Biden's a fag.
Yeah. On the floor. Yeah, dude, it's insane right now. This is such a wild time, dude.
Yeah, I saw this today, and it sparked my interest because it's out of a Kansas City newspaper, right?
Yeah.
The Gateway Pundit. I don't give a shit where it came from. Okay, don't really care. What's important is the article. By the way, I saw this, and I immediately thought, like, I would never run from the cops. I don't have a reason to. I have very few interactions with police officers. This gentleman... I'm running.
I'm jogging.
What are you going to do? I'm fast walking. What are you going to catch me?
Yeah, I'm skipping. Fuck out of here. I'm fucking skipping out of it.
I'm skipping backwards.
Yeah. But he's got a full sleeve tattoo, so.
So, you know he means
probably
he
means a business. Punisher skull somewhere on there. It's
probably got an SS tattoo on there somewhere, too.
Come and get it. Come and get what, dude? What do you want me to come and get? Your blood pressure medication?
Come and get what? Some Diet Coke?
Yeah. Coming at full at your house? Yeah.
All I got to do is drop some Skittles behind me and you'll scatter.
Right. Oh, piece of candy.
I'll find a piece of candy in your pocket. All right. A horrific attack on freedom of the press. Dude, this is wild that this is a police raid. Like, this, I don't know. Okay. I'm not going to say that I don't necessarily know the details of the raid itself. I don't think this article goes into it. The screenshot is a little bit deceptive. As this doesn't look like a raid.
No.
This looks like two douchebags and a fat guy walk into a bar. You know what I mean? That's like the setup here.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, I think this is how you unplug the computer. Although I will say, if you look at that lady's desktop, that looks like a high-end rig because it has a clear side.
Yeah.
It's got like a CPU, a high-end CPU in there, probably a Ryzen fucking 1300 or whatever in there.
I'm sure, because, you know, they got to do editing and all that bullshit, so.
Yeah, so Joan, I think it's Joan. I don't know if it's Joanne or it's Joanne, Joan. We'll call it J. Meyer. The 98. J.M. The 98, dude. 98. Imagine the stuff that she's seen in her life.
Oh, man.
At almost 100 years old.
World War One, World War Two, Tupac, Biggie,
Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Kennedy,
Muhammad Ali,
Vietnam.
Fucking Vietnam. All the dope-ass music from Vietnam.
Yeah. And then the 70s, 80s, 90s, 9/11.
Tranny takeover.
Like, it's been a wild ride for this young woman here. Co-owner of the Marion County Record, a weekly newspaper published in Marion, Kansas. This is not too far from me. Passed away after an unprecedented police raid on her home and the newspaper office on Friday. The city of Marion's five. The city of Marion's. Oh, that's okay. I read that wrong. The city of Marion's five officer police. So two of them were missing. There's only five of them.
Yeah.
Five officer police force, along with two sheriff deputies, conducted the raid on the Marion County Records Office and the home of owner and publisher Eric Meyer. The shocking operation left Joan J. Meyer, call her, Eric's mother and co-owner of the paper, dead, and has been characterized by Meyer as an assault on the press freedom. Good Lord, I can't read tonight.
It's okay. We'll work through it together.
Look at that doll. Look at that at it right there. Someone's,
you know,
sweet grandma.
She probably gave some fucking great hugs, dude.
She did. You know what? I bet you, like, especially being from the Midwest, these women can cook.
Oh.
Thanksgiving. Dude. I got beans, greens, potatoes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, it doesn't matter. If she asks you if you're hungry and you just ate, you're fucking eating an entire meal.
Yeah, exactly. She does have, like, a Sunkist 2-liter that's from, like, 30 years ago.
100%.
She's like, oh, so it's in the back.
Yeah.
The raid came on the heels of a bitter feud between the Marion County Record and a local restaurant owner, Carrie Newell. The newspaper had reportedly acquired sensitive documents potentially leading to the revocation of Newell's liquor license. Oh! These documents included evidence of drunk driving convictions and operating a vehicle without a license. Ah, you don't have to do that.
I'm just a traveler.
If you do it right. While the paper decided not to report the story, it did notify the police about the documents, suspecting they were leaked by someone close to Newell's ex-husband. Oh, the plot thickens. This is like an episode of Maury. In response, Newell publicly accused the paper of illegally obtaining and disseminating the information. The newspaper published a story to clarify its position, but this was quickly followed by Friday's raid. The search warrant against the Record authorized a seizure of a wide array of items, including computer hardware and software, digital communications, cellular networks, servers, and hard drives, utility records, and documents related to Newell. Specifically, the warrant focused on the ownership of computers that could be involved in the alleged identity theft of Carol. It was not identity theft.
No, if you've been convicted of a crime, that shit is available to the public.
Bro. Okay. I don't even necessarily need to read the whole article, but what I will do is we'll leave it linked. In the episode description so you can read it. I'm going to tie it in right now. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Check this shit out, bro. You have a small town like Marion, Kansas, right?
Okay.
Okay, you have five police officers. Okay?
Barney Fife-ass motherfucker.
Barney Fife-ass motherfuckers and Plump Patty in there. In their serving raids.
Breathing heavy.
Yeah.
What are you tired for, man? We just got in here.
The raid took a lot out of me.
Yeah, I love how he has his fucking polo tucked in still. Hold! Looking like Spider-Man.
On the train.
Careful, he's a hero.
Oh, man, that fucking button's a hero. So, here it is right here, dude. Five police officers in the town, okay? Not counting sheriff officer, right?
Right.
Okay, so the feud between a newspaper owner and a local restaurant owner about liquor licensing and the fact that she was improperly using those.
Right.
She had some drunk driving occurrences. driving without a license. She goes to the police, informs them of this, right? Mm-hmm. Then her shit gets raided and she dies.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know if that was from the shock, the panic.
Yeah. From the, one of the articles I read, it was basically from the overwhelming shock and, like you said, panic mm-hmm. of what just took place, not only at her home, but at her office. It okay. was just too much for her. She's 98, dude.
Check this out, dude. How much you want to bet? This is alleged.
Okay.
How much you want to bet, though? That bar owner is fucking one of the cops. His wife doesn't want to find out about it. Maybe she had some...
Or I'll tell her. Dude! This really is a Maury episode, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro. How likely is that story in a small town?
So now her son has to figure out who that cop's wife is that he's stepping out on, and then he has to go bang her.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Circle like has corner. Like a circle.
Yeah, dude.
It's only I mean... That was pure speculation. And then shoot
that dude's mom in the face. Allegedly.
What do you
dude,
think,
you know
dude?
What? That's pretty good because, like mm-hmm. you said, there was no prior investigation, right? All of the sudden they raided because someone called in and said, hey, this person stole my identity.
Dude, you can have your identity stolen tomorrow.
Nobody's raiding anywhere.
For no you. One's... They're like, that sucks.
Yeah, well... Fuck, dude. Better luck next time.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody's raiding anybody for a identity theft. Okay? Now, like the record said, these were all alleged crimes that were committed at this facility while they were serving liquor. People leaving totally intoxicated. The owner maybe having some issues herself. If those were all charges, whether they were filed, dropped, or whatever, those were the charges that were presented. Those are easy to fucking find. That's okay. For everybody to get.
Maybe I should finish reading a little bit more because the plot thickens even more.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we probably won't get to the gas stoves tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. From the Marion Record, a 2-page warrant was signed by Magistrate Laura Vire. It was given to the Record at the time of the search, so it wasn't bonded by a judge.
Hmm.
I guess a magistrate, I suppose that's the same thing.
Judges.
Marion Vice Mayor Ruth Herbel's home was also raided at the same time. The warrants alleged that there was probable cause to believe that identity theft and unlawful computer acts had been committed involving Marion business owner Carrie Newell. A Record reporter later requested a copy of the probable cause affidavit necessary for insurance of the search warrant. The district court, where such items are supposed to be filed, issued a signed statement saying no affidavit was on file.
What?
Come on,
dude! You're fucking come right on. Over the target, then, dude.
Dude, I've watched way too many episodes of Criminal Minds.
Was it a cop or was it somebody working at the fucking magistrate's office who was like, "Yeah, dude, I'll push this through. No problem, baby. I got you."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Motherfucker, dude. And now Joan's dead because of this bullshit, dude. You think anything's gonna happen for that? No. Or are they just like, nah, she got scared and died.
Well, who's gonna investigate it? Because what if they had photographs on a hard drive of some late night escapades with some officers?
But at the same time, like, we're never going to see, because what happens, right? They fucking come, take those hard drives. Maybe they clean whatever photos that they had uncovered or text message or email, correspondence of any kind between her and officer or someone in the magistrate's office. And then they go, well, what evidence, or do you think they'll manufacture it? What evidence of ID theft do you have? And they'll go, we didn't find any. We're sorry, or
we lost the hard drives.
Okay, we lost the hard drive. We destroyed them on accident.
Yeah, during the process of the raid, some of the hard drives were damaged, and investigators believe that's where the incriminating information was possibly located. So
case closed.
They'll drop the charges because she's dead.
Biggie Smalls, fucking Officer Biggums over there, ate the hard drive. So, come on, man, fucking up your PT standards for real,
dude. Let me ask you this. Do you think we should release this episode on our main show? As like a snippet, like a tidbit? Or just leave it behind the paid wall?
No, dude, this might be a good one to get people interested in it. Because this is very snack size, right? Fucking similar to Smoke Break. Like it's a very in and out informative. Sometimes it's just us bullshitting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's so true.
But no, dude, maybe give people a little taste of what they're missing, right?
Yeah. Let's do that, man. Let's wrap it here. Again, by the way, this is all alleged.
Yeah, all alleged.
Haha, just a joke. Gotcha.
And then Joan woke up because it was all a dream.
That's it, dude.
Very Goosebumps ending there.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's wrap this episode of The Tavern Tapes. Since you're going to be listening to this on the main show, if you'd like to hear more episodes like this, you have to go to wbctavern.com. $5 a month gets you access to all these. We do one of these a week.
Yeah.
Plus the main show, plus Smoke Break, plus What If Coming, plus Flat Earth Fridays, plus all of the merchandise you can buy, plus the discounts that you get.
Exclusive merch.
Exclusive.
Okay.
Like you got to be top tier hooligan to get it. Exactly. And it's only the price of $5.
That's it.
All right. Let's wrap it here. I've been Big Country.
I'm Boy.
We'll see you guys next week. Take care.
Peace.